This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Mexico, coronavirus cases have been surging. Thousands in treatment need oxygen, but there are critical shortages in a barely regulated market for that. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports on how in Mexico, oxygen has become a rare, expensive, and sometimes risky commodity.
Carla Gonzalez and her family got COVID-19 in Mexico City. Her dad struggled the most.
He got very, very sick in a very critical state.
Gonzalez says her dad doesn't have health insurance and public hospitals were packed while private ones were unaffordable. So her father stayed home and Gonzalez had to find him an oxygen tank. Gonzalez says regular providers ran out of them, so she had to go on Facebook and buy one from a stranger.
But you don't know if it's safe. Maybe it's not real or maybe it's just a trap.
The government says it is trying to tackle unlawful trade in oxygen. Olga Sánchez Cordero is Mexico's Secretary of the Interior.
Hemos tenido denuncias, inclusive.
Sánchez Cordero says the government has had reports of fake oxygen equipment in the black market and that authorities have arrested people selling or stealing oxygen tanks. Victor García sells oxygen condensers on social media, bringing the equipment from China.
La demanda sí ha sido muy fuerte. De hecho, esta semana...
García says the demand has increased greatly, and with it, the prices, going from $600 for an oxygen condenser from last year to around $1,700 nowadays. And health officials say there are shortages. Dr. Eberto Arbolella is head of operations of a convention center turned into a COVID-19 hospital in Mexico City.
Yo creo que ha habido esfuerzos importantes, ¿no? O sea...
Arbolella says the public health care system has been giving free oxygen and tanks to sick citizens, but the doctor says there's a shortage. There are long lines outside of hospitals and other providers as people wait for tanks and refills. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said his government overall COVID strategy is sufficient.
La crisis sanitaria y la crisis económica.
The president says his government will defeat the health and economic crisis under his plans. Meanwhile, Gonzalez says her father is still recovering. She says her family spent more than $5,000 in just 2 weeks for his treatment. In Mexico City, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes for Marketplace.